FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
The great Jack Nicklaus was down apparently fishing somewhere in the Bahamas, but was able to get to land at some point to watch the end of that tournament. And that was him congratulating Tiger on, well, Tiger's still got a few majors to go to catch him, right, Tom Ackerman?
He does. He has three left.
Yeah. Think you'll do it now?
I do. Yeah.
I think he's going to do it.
He's got the confidence back. So Tom's kind of choked up right now. He told me he cried yesterday at the end of this, and as did Denise. I hope I'm not giving anything away.
I'm not choked up now.
I'm
guessing a lot of people felt that way when they saw him clinch that victory there on the green.
Well, it's just beyond golf. You know, it's a human story. You know, here's somebody who's been, since he was a
toddler,
yeah, has been in the limelight. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's been through scandal and embarrassment and, you know, driving while intoxicated and, you know, all these things that make him not perfect. He's been through a lot. He's also, he had such great success at a young age. He won his first Masters in 1997. So he was, you know, 22 years old then, 21. And now here he is 22 years later at the age of 43, and he wins again. And you think of all the things that he's been through health-wise also. 4 back surgeries, 4 knee surgeries, spinal fusion. There were people that were saying that he would never play golf again, and definitely people who said that he will never win another tournament, let alone a major championship. He just went out there in one of the toughest golf courses in the world with the most pressure, and he beat players 20 years younger than him and beat them soundly. Like, he went out there, and in the final 9 holes, the back 9 of that golf course, any shot that was important, he did not miss it.
No.
And it was just an incredible performance by one of the greatest of all time, and the other one that you just played his soundbite, and that's Jack Nicklaus. So it was beautiful to watch. And then on top of that, you know, he hugs his kids in the same spot where he hugged his father when he won. I mean, we followed him. We know everything about him.
Yeah.
We followed him throughout his career. For someone like me, it's a little extra because we're the same age. I'm also 43. I started my career here in 1997. You know, he's like the sports figure that I've followed every step of the way. And so to see him do that and sitting here in the KMOX sports office yesterday doing it, yeah, I mean, I got choked up. I mean, it was hard not to.
Yeah, people just don't, you know, sometimes the day after I play golf, I swear I'm never going to play again because my back hurts. And he's had the surgeries and he just keeps going.
It's impressive.
It was impressive.
It's mental, you know, it's all between the ears. And he just is able to focus and block everybody out. And I got to witness it for myself at the PGA Championship because he was right there.
Right.
You know, I was inside the ropes watching him and concentrating, and I was just, you know, blown away by the massive crowds and the pressure and everything, and he's able to hang in there and almost won the thing. And he said yesterday that experience had a lot to do with what you saw yesterday. I mean, the experience in St. Louis and before that in the Open Championship, he was contending at Carnoustie, but in August in St. Louis, he almost did that. He almost won a major.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that brought confidence back to him, and that's why he was able to get out there and get after it at the Masters.
Have you seen anything about the ratings? I mean, CBS ratings had to be off the chart yesterday.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be. And I thought it was just very well-timed for those of us that get up in the morning and, you know, have a cup of coffee and watch it. It was just, it was fascinating to be able to watch it. And they actually played it twice. So they did a replay on CBS throughout the day.
Saw that. That was smart of them.
If you missed it. But it was, yeah, the ratings, I have not seen them yet. The overnight ratings have to be just phenomenal for CBS. It's a huge win, and it's something that they will play forever. I mean, you'll see that picture of him raising his arms forever. And it was just beautifully done. And then Nike put out a commercial immediately that was very well done about, you know, never give up the chase of your dreams. And it was really about, you know, Tiger Woods has done everything. I mean, he's won all these majors. He's the top of his game. He's been the best in the world, yet he still has this drive like he did when he was a little kid to be the best. That's awesome. I mean, that is an awesome thing that at his middle age at 43 in his business considered to be kind of the back end of a career, that he still has the drive to say, yeah, come on, let's go. You don't think I can do it? Well, then I'm going to go out and I'm going to beat these younger guys. And by the way, PGA Championships next month, will be there covering it for Entercom.
Oh, nice.
And he's going to go after another one. He knows Bethpage very well. The U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach. Tiger Woods has played Pebble Beach as well as anybody ever has. This guy's not done. I mean, yeah. he is the Vegas favorite, by the way, to win the PGA next month. Why wouldn't he be?
No, well, of course not.
Right?
It's fantastic.
It's amazing. It really is an amazing comeback story. I hate to, you know, I don't like summarizing it that way, but I kind of agree with a lot of what a lot of people are saying. I think it's the best comeback story probably in the history of sports. And in the top five best sports stories of all time. And it's his best win, I think. So
I would agree. Yeah. You know, I watched a little bit of the Cardinals game yesterday. I thought they had it in hand. Suddenly it's tied. Then they go on and what they win, like 9-6?
They won 9-5.
9-5.
Yeah, Ozuna hit a couple of home runs. Carpenter hit one. O'Neill hit one. Pitching was, the bullpen was good and solid to keep it that way. I want to say this about Marcell Ozuna, because I know he gets crushed with criticism. And I've always kind of been in this camp on Ozuna, that I'm willing to look past some of the mistakes. And I totally get it. He doesn't play left field very well. And people scratch their heads, how did he win a gold glove? And he runs the bases. Sometimes he'll make mistakes there. And sometimes he looks lost at the plate. But if he does that, what he did yesterday, he hits two home runs, both towering shots. You've got to play him. I mean, you have to. Because the other team is looking at the Cardinals and saying, gosh, you know, Marcell Ozuna is batting cleanup, and we've got to be careful. And that changes your approach, how you look at the Cardinals with Goldschmidt and Carpenter and Yachty and Paul DeJong, who's been hot. So Ozuna, if he hits the ball like that, the Cardinals are going to be very tough to beat. They'll be a playoff team if he's hitting like that.
Can he play goalie?
that wasn't really
that
as much
wasn't
the problem.
Jordan's fault.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
The problem last night was the Blues got off to a flat start. Mm-hmm. And Winnipeg made the adjustments right away. They clogged the neutral zone, which means you don't have any room to work with in the middle of the ice. And they made it difficult for the Blues to get into any sort of offense. And they turned it around on them.
Jordan Binnington in that first period was amazing.
He was. And the Blues, you know, they took some penalties. The Jets have a lethal power play. And they made it happen. And the Blues, it got close. Tarasenko finally scored a playoff goal. And it was 3-2. And the place, I was there last night, the place was electric. And then, boom, Jets score, boom, they score again, and the game's over. So the series is not. The Blues are up 2-1, but we knew this was going to be a long series, and now you get after them late tomorrow night.
Yeah, it could.
Does it have to start at 8:30?
It has to start at 8:30.
That's going to be tough.
Because we have the Cardinals at 6:40. On KMOX, and then as soon as that game is over, we'll get over to the Blues game. Blues will be on Y98 in their entirety, but that, you know, works out a little bit okay for us from that standpoint.
Yeah, yeah, from the broadcasting.
But no, it's going to be a late game. That's determined by TV. TV determines that. So
the Cardinals are doing 6:40 start, 6:45, and then they'll go back to 7:15 starts after. Like in the summer, is that the
rule? I can't remember the date that actually happens.
It's May sometime, though, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are some 6:45 starts. I kind of like them. A little earlier.
I do, too.
Start.
With our schedule, I think they're nice.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, they're
selfishly,
earlier, like,
it's really
start
great.
Start them at 3:30.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, it's not so bad. Yeah. But yeah, that 8:30 start, let's just say the fans at Enterprise Center will be prepared.
They'll
be
well prepared.
They're lathered up. Yeah, exactly.
Lathered up.
Well, hopefully bring home a win to Alex, too.
Tom Ackerman, thank you, my friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.